Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Chicago, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're going to have the new book up on the third ingredient. We'll have that up on the website before too long, but it is available on Amazon right now. Mark Babbitt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn. The book, A World Gone Social, is his and Ted Coyne's book. Mark, tell us where we can find the book and give us the website, please.
So it's aworldgonesocial.com, and just like the third ingredient, A World Gone Social is to be found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and just about anywhere books are sold.
Tell us what you do for your clients.
So we have two different approaches to the workplace, Jim. One is through U-Turn, which helps college students and recent graduates and young professionals prepare for the workplace. And then we also approach it from the leadership and culture side through workiq.com, where we do talk about workplace intelligence and social intelligence and how to build great teams and great companies.
And so as we continue to advance everything that we have, all of our life, our business, our work, our companies, our work relationships, our customer relationships, as we continue to move into the digital age, we have new expectations that are popping up all the time in how we behave with that new kind of leverage, right? We've had 10,000 years of analog leverage. Now we've got digital leverage, and it's faster and it's more powerful, and it's requiring new expectations of us, isn't it?
Well, it is, and as you and I have discussed off the air. You know, when it comes to religion-based ethics, we've had centuries to figure that out. When it comes to social and education, we've had decades to figure that out. And here's the reality: the social age, digital age, has only been around about 10 years.
Right.
And we don't have any precedent for what's happening around us. So, you know, it's not like we have the elders to go to say, well, what happens when I mess up on Twitter? There are no elders in that area. Right. So. We're all learning this together from 4 years old to 84 years old. We're all learning about digital presence all at the same time.
And the thing that's got me concerned and is the reason that's motivated me to do what I've been doing is that you and I don't talk about our analog ethics, Mark. You promised to be here this morning. I promised to interview here this morning. We both showed up. Neither one of us called each other the hour before and said, now you're going to be here, right? Because you're an ethical person, I'm an ethical person. We said we promised we'd be here, and we are. And so because we've been doing that so long, we don't have to think about it anymore. We just do it. But as you pointed out, we've had all these centuries and millennia for a lot of our analog ethics, but we haven't, in order to go from that to digital ethics, which has to move a lot faster, we don't have 10,000 years to prepare for that, do we?
No, we don't. No, we don't. And it literally impacts every aspect of our business lives and most aspect of our personal lives. And I'll give you a great example, Jim. Everybody knows they can go online and get everything they need 24/7, but look how many years it's taken for high-profile customers or companies to figure out, well, we better be actively listening online all the time.
Right.
And no, that doesn't mean the CEO or the business owner has to be active all the time. That would kill us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have some kind of social monitoring system. We have to build that trust, that ethic into our online business model, because it doesn't happen accidentally.
Well, that's exactly right. And we have to also, what we're building can't just be reactive. You know, a lot of our ethics are reactive, Mark. If I mess up, I can say I apologize, Mark. I'm sorry. I promised I would be there. I didn't show up. I apologize. Please forgive me. That's redemption, right? But what in the digital world, if I don't show up where I'm supposed to show up, and you've counted on it, and that and then that thing doesn't happen that we counted on happening, that damage is done forever. It can't be redeemed. It can't be corrected. And that's the reason why I think I'm worried about this. What do you think?
Well, and I'll add something to that, if you don't mind, Jim. By the time we've reacted, it's already gone viral.
That's exactly right.
There was a story of a young lady sitting outside of a hotel, made a reservation. She's in this not a great neighborhood, and the hotel had changed affiliation, and nobody had told her that. So she's standing outside this older property all by herself with her bags, no place to go, and no reservation. And by the time she got on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and complained, then 12,000 people had commented on this poor young lady sitting out on the curb.
Wow.
12,000 people overnight, right? So thankfully, Jim, and this is where social intelligence kicks in, somebody from the Novotel line, the CEO of Novotel heard about this, jumped online and made her a reservation six blocks away at a five-star hotel on him and took care of her that night.
Wow, how about that? That's a great story. Hey, Mark, I need the website again, please.
Let's go to workiq.com. It's workiq.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called A War Gone Social. Mark, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Of course, whenever you need me, Jim.
Hey, thanks. Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen, great member of our brain trust. We couldn't do without him. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.